Guru knows, of course he knows, because Shrimad Radhika ordered him, so he knows. For whom he came. But if the Guru tells, oh, I came for you, then other will be upset. Krishna is also very clever. Krishna tells all the gopis, oh, I love you, like this, I came for you, I cannot repay your love. You know, Napariham. Actually, commentaries explains that this is sloka. Napariham is actually only for Shrimati Radhika. Understand? The commentary explains. So this is in the plural, actually, the sloka. The commentaries, according to the Sanskrit, they say also, but when you speak in a formal way to someone, you can also speak in plural. If you want to give respect to someone, you can use the plural language in Sanskrit. So this sloka also like can be plural for many gopis, or also plural. One, two gopis, plural. Singular and plural. You don't know? Russian grammar. So, plural means many people. Listen. So when you want to give respect to someone, you can also address them in the plural language, like the verbs and the subjects, like for plural. So Krishna is saying, your behavior is so attractive, the behavior of the gopis. Bhagavan is saying, Krishna is saying, so he's telling to whom? For Shrimati Radhika. But in this shloka, he's not telling her name. He's telling like to all the gopis, this verse. And if I had the life, even of Lord Brahma, after todas as parikrama. Finish. So you broke all the rules of your family and came to me. So I'm always indebted to you. I can never ever be free from the debt I have with you. So he's telling to all the gopis. So many gopis were there. But Vishwanath Chakravarti, in the commentary, he explains. Actually, this song is for Shrimati Radhika. So from whom the Guru came, this person knows. Who can say? There's some symptom of for that person that Guru came for. Like how this person has any symptom. There's no special symptom. Because this is causeless mercy. Narayana told to Gopa Kumara, when Gopa Kumara came to Vaikuntha, he said, I was waiting for you for a long time. I was waiting for you. If once you had looked towards me, I would have delivered you. Not once you looked at me. Didn't look punya karma also. But if you had done some punya karma, I would also have delivered you. But you didn't do any punya karma. And then, I was my causeless mercy to you.
Guru ki kripa usi ki kaha jata hai. Aitu ki kripa.
So mercy of Guru is causeless. Maybe he's having some causeless mercy. All disciples want. The Gurudev came for me. Understand? But that person for whom the Guru comes, that person knows. Guru knows also. So all Gurus come only for one disciple. Jesus came. Lakshmi Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami. So he is a manjari of Shrimati Radhika. So by the order of Shrimati Radhika he came. Yes. But for whom he came?
Sadhguru Sadhshishya ke liye aaye hain aap.
Madhidi told that he came for you. Madhidi told that Parangurudev came for you.
इसके लिए आए वही जाने ना वो कौन बता देगा
मोदी कह रही थी जब कह देखा था तो
पर यहाँ पे ये भी तो है ना आपने जैसे उसका माथुर ब्राह्मण का बताया वो तो इस संसार में है
But the matter of Brahman, he was in this material world. So Srimati Radhika told to Gopakumara, Janasarma, he was a conditioned soul. Yes. Yeah, of course, they will come for a conditioned soul.
Guru Vardha to Abadha nahi hai, wo to Nitya Mukt hai.
To Abadha Jeeva ko lene ke liye
hai. देखो इसमें एक होता है एक साधन सिद्ध होता है
so, summer,
और एक नित्य सिद्ध
साधन सिद्ध एंड नित्य सिद्ध
कौन साधन सिद्ध कौन नित्य सिद्ध
हु इज साधन सिद्ध एंड हु इज नित्य सिद्ध यू कैन नॉट डिसाइड जज
कहीं कथा में हमारे अपराध हो
समटाइम्स यू कैन इवन मेक सम ऑफेंस गुरुदेव संदरान गोस्वामी ही वाज अ साधन सिद्ध और नित्य सिद्ध
आप इसको नहीं लेते
यू कैन नॉट जज But all the disciples think, sorry, all the disciples think my Gurudev is Nitya Siddha, not Sadhana Siddha. All the disciples, they think my Gurudev is Nitya Siddha. It's written in Javadharma. Who attained perfection through sadhana and through who came from the spiritual world? It's not possible for us to judge that. Not all disciples will think, my guru, he's a Nitya Siddha. This. But who is Nitya Siddha and who is Sadhana Siddha? Does not depend on us. When you go there, then you can understand. So Jana Sarma, he was a conditioned soul. So now we're talking about Gopakumar. Gopakumar, he was Sadhana Siddha or Nitya Siddha? Sadhana Siddha. He was a Sadhana Siddha. Gopakumar, he had attained perfection, mercy of Guru, and attained the perfection. He was Sadhana Siddha. Gopakumara. Then from there he came here. That's why sometimes the Vaishnavas don't do any offense, some Vaishnavas explain. Generally, the gurus who come here, generally they are sadhana siddha. Try to understand. But somewhere also nitya siddha is possible. But generally, those gurus who come here, they are sadhana siddha. Nitya Siddha very few come. Generally, Nitya Siddha they only come when Bhagavan comes, then they come with them, with him. Or, by the desire of Lord, God inspires them and sends them here. But generally, the sadhan siddha they are sent to this world. Because some Vaishnavas explain that those who are nitya siddha, they don't have so much realization of this world. They don't know how is the suffering of this world.
So,
suppose a person from a poor house becomes a king. He knows how he suffered when he was poor. But if somebody who is a king from royal family, he was already a prince in the back. He never even touched his feet on the earth, on the ground. So if he becomes the king, for him it's very difficult to understand the suffering of others. So this material examples. So good, Nitya Hari Katha. Nitya Hari Katha. Come on.
You understand?
Understand? Because generally, The sadhana siddhas, they come to this world. So which guru is sadhana siddha and which guru is nitya siddha, we cannot decide. That's why all disciples will say and think, my Gurudev is nitya siddha. So this is okay. Because the disciple wants to think that his disciple is highest, it's okay. But maybe his guru is sadhana siddha. Generally they are sadhana siddha. Nitya siddha very less they come. But some nitya siddha come also. But which one is nitya siddha and sadhana siddha? The sadhaka cannot judge. And if you're not in that stage, if you try to judge, then it's an offense. So this topic is not for us. The sadhaka, if he has not reached that stage of prema, he should close this chapter. Don't open this chapter. Understand? Otherwise people become confused. Actually, there's no difference even between sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. Understand? That's why they call parikar boligani. It means when the sadhana siddha goes to the spiritual world, he does everything like an associate. The only difference is that some are the nitya siddha they serve close, and the sadhana siddha they serve far, from far. Like for example, Rupa Manjari, she serves independently, Swatantra Maitreya. And those who are getting the position of Manjari by doing sadhana and attain the perfection, they serve under the guidance of Rupa Manjari. Sometimes also, then sadhana siddha also get the opportunity to serve closely, like from close. Okay, let's go downstairs. The seva is most important. Okay, Gurudev Mahaprabhu came for whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for whom? To meet Rai Ramananda. He was the main. Because if he wouldn't meet Rai Ramananda, you know, she was Vishakha. So meet Rai Ramananda, then he would be able to relish that bhav.
Okay,